This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new study finds that rivers in the West may be doing something unexpected, pulling carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Scientists say understanding why could reshape how we think about climate change. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Rivers are constantly breathing, taking in carbon through photosynthesis and releasing it through respiration. Until now, scientists didn't know how that balance played out across the U.S. Researchers analyzed thousands of river sites using machine learning to estimate carbon fluxes. They found Western rivers often act as carbon sinks, thanks to more sunlight and less tree cover. Lead author Taylor Mavera says the findings
shed some light on the value of these desert ecosystems, which we tend to think of as, you know, having a bit less life. You know, we show that there's just as much life, they're just doing different stuff.
Mavera says the findings show how warming and drought could shift river behavior in the decades ahead. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
A coal mine is closing in northwest Colorado. CPR's Stina Sieg reports more than 130 workers will lose their jobs by the end of the year.
When closed, the Kolowayo mine will transition to a reclamation phase with the goal of restoring the land. The mine near Meeker, which is about 50 years old, produces coal that supplies a power plant in Craig that's set to close by September of 2028. All of Colorado's coal-fired power plants are set to close by 2031. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 4:06. This is CPR News.